didn't come out here to work, and I did.
The Cape Breton Regional Municipality has a new drop-in center. It's located in the small town of New Waterford on the outskirts of Sydney. The Souls Harbour Rescue Mission will provide daily meals as well as clothing and essential items for people who are struggling financially. Their CEO, Michelle Porter, says it's difficult to say at this time how much food they'll have to dish out every day, but an event this past summer welcomed dozens of hungry patrons.
We're not sure how many people will come in on a regular basis, but we have found, you know, at least between 30 and 50 to start. However, when we were coming and working on Saturdays to do the barbecue, we actually had over 100 people attending those Saturday meals.
The drop-in center's chef is Jeff Parks. He's been cooking for 30 years. He tells Coast Radio that the menu will have comfort food, including some local fish favorites.
Comfort food is, generally speaking, it's hot, but it's food that you would have grown up in your household as a child eating, something that your mom would have cooked, something that your grandma would have cooked, and it's something that, you know, I do have experience in fine dining. I could cook really complicated stuff, but I don't think the people that are coming here really want that. And sometimes they'll get items that they wouldn't normally try, so they get to try something new.
The drop-in center's manager, Krista McPhee, says the community is the driving force that's keeping the doors open and the shelves full. She says food donations are expected to feed as many people as they need to, and there is a long list of volunteers willing to help.
Well, I think that this venture has just proven to us exactly the generosity that Cape Bretoners have. They love helping out. Like I said before, we have almost 70 people that have signed up to volunteer. We have people that are dropping things off all the time before we were even open. They're just so excited, and the community has just backed us up the whole time.
There are now two Souls Harbour Rescue Mission drop-in centers in Cape Breton. The other one is in Sydney Mines. While Coast Radio was chatting to the New Waterford crew, the manager of their sister location, Alana McClellan, was on site. She agrees that the community's generosity is crucial to keep both facilities operating. And she goes on to say there are other levels of comfort some people crave, like having the opportunity to socialize.
I mean, we all know that loneliness is the epidemic of the 21st century. And so we say, like, food for the belly, food for the soul. And so we're not a takeout model. We are a model where we break bread together, we sit, we eat together, we build relationships. And then through those relationships, we can help grow and support one another and connect to other services that are available to help support people in need.
The Souls Harbour Rescue Mission also has a food truck that delivers food to people in New Waterford and Sydney Mines if they have mobility or transportation challenges. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.